Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Kuf, Erevin 100b, pagination 200. Counting from the beginning of the wide lines, I'm starting about 9 lines down. At the end of a line, there's a 2 dots, V'omar Rami Bar Chama. Our topic today might be called Hilchos of Intimacy. And the Gemara begins based on a pasuk in Mishle, which states, Perek Yotes, pasuk Beis, chapter 19, verse 2, Gam belo das nefesh lo tov, without proper intent or consent, a soul that is not good, ve'otz beraglayim chote, and one who is pressured or rushed with his legs, is a sinner. Let's see how the Gemara develops it. Va'omer Rami Bar Chama, and Rami Bar Chama says, Omer Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Asi, Osur lo'odom shayokof ishto ledvar mitzvah. A person is not allowed to force his wife for the thing of mitzvah, which Rashi tells us is a clean way of referring to tashmish, intimacy. Dvar mitzvah, the thing of mitzvah. We know that intimacy has different code words in the words of Chumash and Chazal. We find, for example, in Parshas Vayeshev regarding Yosef and the wife of Potiphar, so we're told that Potiphar did not withhold from Yosef anything ki im halechem asher hu ochel, except for the bread that he ate. And we're told by the Mefarshim that that's referring to the fact that he withheld his wife from Yosef. But everything else, Yosef had easy access to. The clean way of referring to his wife and that intimate relationship was the bread which he ate. So we find that Chazal used certain code words. And Dvar Mitzvah, the thing of Mitzvah, is one of those code words. And the Gemara here is telling us, you're not allowed to force her, even though it's permitted. In terms of Arayas, she's a permitted woman to you, but you're not allowed to force. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Va'otz biraglayim chote. One who rushes with his legs, and here we have another code word, legs, referring to tashmish, referring to intimacy, is a sinner. The Metzudas Tzion on that pasuk translates otz as rushing, mehirus, and it really explains beautifully what's going on here, that if you force her because you're rushing, that's what's forbidden. But if you'd slow down, and as we'll see, the concept of pius, of endearment, so that the person consents, so then that's a whole different thing. But it's the rushing that's the problem. V'amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Kol hakof ishto ledvar mitzvah, a person who forces his wife for the thing of mitzvah, for tashmish, havin labanu she'enam mehuganim, they could also end up with children that are not worthy. Amar Avika bar Chinan amai kara, based on the pasuk, gam belo da'as, the first part of that pasuk, without consent, Nefesh lo tov, it produces a soul that is not good. And this enters into the theme that we have regarding tashmish, intimacy, that at that moment, the child is granted a disposition. His predisposition, before he's even born, is based on the events at the time of conception. Tanya nami hachi, we learned like this, gam belo das nefesh lo tov, Zeakofe ishto ledvar mitzvah, that's a person who forces his wife, va'atz beraglayim chote zehaboel vishone, a person who has the intimacy and then repeats it. So this brisa is actually switching with what the pasuk is teaching me. It's the same themes, but it's adding on a second rule. Over here, the word atz is not so much rushing, but rather pressuring. with the assumption that the woman is not interested in a second time, and he forces himself upon her. So Otz over here is pressuring, not so much hurrying. Reb Shamshon Fel Hirsch makes reference of the pasuk in Parsha Shemos, the Hanogsim Otzim Lemar, and the way it's translated in English in the etymology dictionary from Rav Hirsch is pressure hurriedly. So the word Otz over here really is not so much the hurrying, but the pressuring part of it, as in that pasuk, the Hanogsim, those who pressured the Jews at the time of the slavery in Egypt, Otzim Lemer, they were pressuring them hurriedly that they should produce as much as they had the day before. In any case, we're learning two things from this pasuk, whichever part of the pasuk is teaching it to us, but we're learning, number one, initially, that he should not force himself upon her, and secondly, not to repeat, unless you have her consent. Eini asks the Gemara, V'ha'amar Rava, Rava said, Harotza lasas koponav zuchorim, if a person wants to have male children, yivol v'yishane, he should have the bia and do it again. Whatever this formula for success is, and if zuchorim, however we understand this Gemara, but apparently it was considered a benefit, a good thing, to do it again. And the Gemara says, sure, lo kasha, it's not a question, kan ladas, if you have her consent, kan shalo ladas, if you don't have her consent, so then it's considered the bad thing that was described in the pasuk in Mishlei. The Gemara continues. Beginning of a line. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yechanan. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said in the name of Rav Yechanan, Kol Isha Shetova'as Baila L'Dvar Mitzvah. A woman who requests or almost demands of her husband the thing of mitzvah. Havi L'Bonim Sha'afilu B'Dero Shamosh Shalohayu K'mosan. She could have such great children that even in the generation of Moshe, they didn't have such great children. De'ilu b'darish al Moshe k'siv, because in the time of Moshe it says, Havu lechem anoshim chachamim nevonim v'yudum l'shifteichem. Go bring men who are wise and understanding and well known in their tribe. Uksiv, and it says that Moshe was able to collect such people. Ve'ilu nevonim, the end of the line, lo ashkach, but he was not able to find understanding people. He wasn't able to find that level of qualification in the people that he chose. Ve'ilu gabe Leia ksiv, but Leia, who demanded, so to speak, intimacy of Yaakov, as the pasuk says, Vatete Leia likroso, by the story of the Dudaim, when Leia switched nights with Rachel in exchange for the special flowers, Vatomer Eli Tavo, and she said to Yaakov, you're coming to me, kisachar secharticha, because I purchased those rights, uksiv, and what was she zocha to? Bnei Yisrael yode bina lo itim, she was zocha to children, to descendants, that had the quality of bina, of being nevonim, of being understanding. So we see that a person who behaves in that way, and the child that was born from that night was Yisachar, that there's a predisposition to tremendous greatness. Of course, we have a problem with this, that the Gemara in Nedarim tells us, B'nei Chatzufa, a woman is not allowed to demand Tashmish, it's considered Chutzpah. And the Gemara, if you drop down about eight lines, in the middle of a line, the Gemara explains, Kiko Amrinan, what are we talking about? Demiratzia Artsuye Kamei, that she endears herself to him. So apparently, she's allowed to talk clean as Leah did. Eli Tavo, please come to me. She's also allowed, as long as she does it quietly, privately, obviously, not in front of anyone. She's also, as is described in Shulchan Aruch, Mishadalto, to endear herself to him. Umiratza also makashetes atzma lefanav. She's allowed to adorn herself for him, purposely put on makeup, jewelry, etc. That those things she would be allowed to do as long as it's clean. B'nei chatzufa would be that she asks in a way that demeans the relationship. So again, we get some insights into the halachas of intimacy, particularly keeping in mind Elokim Moshe v'yichidim baisa. In a marriage, Hashem is putting two individuals into a home. And even on the topic of intimacy, there could be differences in whether someone's in the mood or not in the mood. And our Gemara describes that there's a process by which either party, husband or wife, could go ahead and try to get the other one onto their page in a pleasant way. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.